Lawrence, I don't. The score tells us everything about that meeting, does it? It was, although you lost, you were very competitive.
Very competitive and very unlucky as well. Heat 8. I think the referee got the result completely wrong. Because Shane's got that on the line. Then Ellis Perks breaking down in Heat 9 made a big difference. We were on a 5-1. But a great performance. Nice to see Nick Agatoff get a paid win in his last ride. We can take some positives from it.
Yeah, I mean, Agatoff, I mean, you can understand it's going to be tough for him going straight in at number two for now and on a 5-point average, but he didn't take long to work out a quick way around.
Not at all. Once he got his set up right, he looked good. So I think we might have unearthed a gem.
Well, if he comes recommended by Eric Gunderson, he must be pretty good. And even, I mean, it was tough circumstances from the start, but you put out a competitive side against, well, clearly a very, very strong opposition.
Very much so, yeah. Missing Terro, missing Ashley. That would have made a big difference. Ellis Perks had two mares with his bike in those two. He lost points from that. But, you know, a great performance.
And just quickly, the lads who are injured, how are they doing? Do we know?
Ashley's here tonight. He's still very sore. He's going to go for more treatment. Terro's hoping he'll be fit by next week.